All right, 2 weeks from Christmas, plan accordingly. Football season's flying. 2 weeks from tomorrow is the start of college basketball. We're already in the playoffs for high school football. We're at the end of October. After Saturday, there'll just be three football games remaining, including a bye week. One of those games will be Ohio State. Josh, help me here. The Big Ten, which the East Division is on full display this weekend. They get unbeaten Michigan State with Kenneth Walker, who has yet to fumble. Heisman Trophy run begins now. Michigan, which is a four-point favorite on the road in East Lansing. That is the marquee game. They also get Iowa-Wisconsin. So Iowa's coming off their bye. Wisconsin's going to end up in Indy, aren't they? Wisconsin's going to make it to Indy. They're going to play Ohio State, and they're going to get beat 59-6. Just feels like Wisconsin is going to muck things up, and they're going to find a way to win the West with two losses, and everybody that is below them is going to kick themselves going, this was the year. This was the year to win the West. And you have Ohio State and Penn State. Now, the loss by Penn State screwed ESPN. ESPN, ABC have Penn State, Ohio State. Makes sense if Penn State wins, they're still in the mix. Take game day to Columbus. Penn State loses. So, it screwed up everything. Now, game day is going to East Lansing. Game day and the big noon kickoff once again will be at the same place. And big noon kickoff on Fox is Michigan State and Michigan. That is the second time that's happened this year. Weren't they both in Chicago when Notre Dame and Wisconsin played?
Yeah, I think that was the game, yeah. But it's happened. I know it's happened once before this year.
So now the Big Ten is just, I don't know what to do. My head's falling off. We got all this attention just for one division. Ohio State, the following week, comes to Lincoln. Ohio State, the way that they are playing right now, might be the second-best team in college football. Might be the second-best team in college football. Ohio State is on a roll. And now it gets real. They play Penn State. They got Nebraska. They still got Michigan State. And they've got Michigan. But the way Ohio State has played post-Akron, that C.J. Stroud has come back, they're on a heater. Well, they come to Lincoln next weekend. Here is what the Big Ten has just announced. The Ohio State-Nebraska game could be played at 11 a.m. Or it could be played at 2:30. Or it could be played at 3 o'clock. There will be no night game for Nebraska and Ohio State. The network are using their six-day window for time and network designations on the Nebraska-Ohio State game. Does it have the feel of a Gus Johnson, Joe Klatt, 11 a.m. November 6th, Ohio State-Nebraska? Or does it have the feel of a 2:30 Sean McDonough and Todd Blackledge come back, or 3 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, or 3 o'clock on Fox? Or you get Joe Davis and Brock Huard, possibly? I'm feeling 11 a.m. with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt back doing a Nebraska game.
I am too, and not because the matchup is so intriguing, but because everybody else, I mean, Penn State, Maryland, like, no thank you. Indiana, Michigan, again, no thank you. Iowa, Northwestern, again, no thank you. Michigan State, Purdue, it could have some stakes to it.
Depending on what happens this weekend.
It could mean something, but it isn't as sexy as Ohio State, Nebraska, even if Nebraska's still sitting in the cellar.
So this is why people will stay at home, this right here, because you don't know what the start times are, because TV rules the world. People are trying to make plans coming into Lincoln next week. You don't know what you have no idea what the start time is, and you're not going to know until this time next week. So it could be at 11 a.m., it could be 2:30, it could be at 3 o'clock. All right, before we go to break here, Dan says our conversation last hour, when I noticed somebody putting peanuts in a Coke, he said beer nuts in Coke is very good. I like beer nuts by themselves. I don't think I want to drop them in a bottle of Coke. Ed says, have you ever tried boiled peanuts? Yes. Disgusting. I lived in South Carolina for a brief time, and boiled peanuts were everywhere, roadside stands. Yeah, I think it's an acquired taste if you are from the South. For this old Midwest boy, I'm like, why did you ruin a good peanut? It left an aftertaste that probably it took me about a year to get that out. Yes. All right, 12:16. Scott Frost will speak on the bye week. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Mike Schaefer will join the show as well. Plus, Josh and I will discuss, did the guy that was handed the football yesterday in Tampa by Mike Evans on Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass, did that guy make a huge mistake in giving the football back? The Bucs did something for him, but it was given to him. I think he gave up the football too easy. We will discuss as Tom Brady had another record-setting performance. This will make Bears fans feel real good. Brady has played in Tampa, a year and a half now? He's got 59 touchdown passes. If you look at the career touchdown pass mark in Chicago, Brady would have a nice little spot in the top 10 right now. All right, 12:17. It's Gary Sharp Show with Josh in 1620 The Zone.